Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola City Manager Ryan Waller about the most recent City Council meeting. Indianola City Council met in regular session, their first meeting of 2021 on Monday. Ryan, talk a little bit about the presentation that was presented to the council about the Economic Development District for Central Iowa and the direction council gave to city staff.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. The presentation was from some of our colleagues at the Des Moines Metropolitan Planning Organization. They are seeking approval from the various counties in the central region to form this economic development district. The central region is the only one in the state that does not have this designation. And what it does is it affords communities, areas, opportunities to receive federal funding for various improvement projects. Typically, you can, there's different criteria that have to be met in order to form this district, which, as our presenters explained, that we required an emergency declaration for all the counties where this district did not exist. So with COVID, this presents an opportunity to form some partnerships to really better our region, better our community and our counties. So the presentation at this point was just more informational. It is up to the counties within the central region to determine whether or not this will be formed. And then once that's decided, if it's formed, then the various communities would be able to opt in. So the direction that we received from council was support for the effort. And if and when this district is developed, that we staff would work with MPO staff and our partners in the region to develop the necessary documents to bring forward to the city council to effectuate participation in the district.
All right. Well, another thing reviewed by council was kind of talking about warranty plans of residential property. Talk about how that came about and what that means for Indianola residents.
Yeah, this is it's a voluntary program. We were contacted by the National League of Cities. This is a program that the National League of Cities sponsors and supports. And really administers through communities throughout the country. And this is, it's a voluntary insurance program for residents that they would pay into in the event that they had a sewer line or a water line issue that services their property. So the city is responsible for the piping that's in the road, and then off each house or place of business comes a pipe. And that's your service line. So if anything were to happen to those service lines, if the sanitary sewer line, which it conveys all the sewage from your house, if that was to collapse or need repair, this program would likely cover that. So it's a voluntary program. It's something that residents can sign up for if they'd like. This agreement just stipulates that the city's allowing this program to use the Indianola logo. They'll be providing us with some language and for a letter that our mayor will send out, just creating awareness of the program. Again, it's voluntary, so it's not a mandate. This is strictly voluntary. It's a service that residents, much like any other insurance program, can sign up to if they choose.
The council also appointed members to boards and commissions for city council, and then they also appointed some citizens to various boards and commissions kind of throughout the city. If there was a resident who was interested in serving on a board that can serve the city or around the area, how should they go about doing that and kind of if they wanted to serve the city in the area?
Yeah, so great question, Andrew. And boards and commissions are, it's really the cornerstone of what our community does. These boards and commissions are residents who, these boards and commissions vet issues and provide recommendations up to the city council as they're making these decisions that impact our everyday life. We have on our website, we have a page dedicated to this that shows what positions are available. We've got a listing of the various boards and commissions. We have the application that's needed. If somebody doesn't have access to the website, they can always call at 961-9410, and we'll make sure that we get an application to the interested resident. So as part of that, they just complete the name, address. They do have to be, most of the boards and commissions have to be members of the community, so live within the corporate limits. There are a couple that don't have that requirement, the Sustainability Committee, Hometown Pride Committee. But just complete the application, provide a little bit of a bio, and submit it in.
Thanks to Ryan Waller for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk in Enola.